Right, it's the top of the minute. The job wakes up.
And?
Reads one row out of a table. That row says the last minute it finished.
Which is what the minute before?
Usually, say it finished the minute before last. It's now this minute, so there's exactly 1 minute sitting there unpublished.
The one in between.
The one in between. It derives that minute, writes it, updates the row, and goes back to sleep.
That's it.
That's it, that's the whole job.
One replica.
One replica, one loop, one row of state.
So where's the feed?
There isn't one.
There's no feed.
Nothing is pushed to it, nothing is pushed by it. It's not on a queue, there's no stream, nobody subscribes to anything.
It's called a sync.
Half the things in this codebase are called a sync. It pulls from one database and pushes into another, on a timer.
Okay, but the price feeds. Those are real WebSockets, connected to exchanges all day. I assumed this hung off the end of those WebSockets somehow.
It doesn't touch them. The exchange feeds right into the pricing database. Something else averages those into a per market price. This thing reads that, a minute later, and writes somewhere else entirely.
So there are two hops between an exchange tick and a row landing in the warehouse.
At least two, and the second one is on a timer, so it's a minute behind by construction.
Fine, tell me about that row, the cursor.
One table of cursors, shared with the chain feeds. Everything that has a position gets a row, keyed by a name. This one's is just named after the job.
And that cursor holds what?
A number, seconds, the last minute it published, as a plain timestamp.
In a table, where everything else is holding block heights.
Yes.
That's a bit grim.
It's a bit grim, it works, and nothing else looks at that row, but you'd want to know that before you went and wrote something generic against that table.
How does it stop going backwards?
The write refuses to. It's an upsert with a condition on it, only takes the new value if it's higher than what's there.
So a process that comes back up thinking it's earlier than it is can't drag the position back.
Can't drag it back, which matters because dragging it back means rederiving minutes that were already fine, and the only thing that buys you is load.
When does it write the cursor? Before or after the data lands?
After, always after.
Why does that matter? It's a second either way.
Because if you write the cursor first and then the load dies, that minute is now behind the cursor. Nothing ever goes back for it. You've got a hole in the warehouse and nothing that would ever notice.
Whereas writing it after just means you might do a minute twice.
Which is fine, and I'll get to why.
Go on then. What actually lands?
Five columns, the chain as a number, the token's address, the minute, what it was worth in dollars, and when the job worked that out.
Why the last one? The minute's already in there.
The minute is what the price is for. The other one is when it got derived. If somebody ever reruns an old minute, that's the only thing that tells you which answer is the newer one.
Is anything rerunning old minutes?
No, the column's there, the primary key that makes it work is there. Nothing's scheduled.
How does it get the rows over?
Comma-separated text, over HTTP, in one transaction. It opens the transaction, sends the block of rows, commits.
One transaction for the whole minute.
One transaction for the whole minute. So a reader either sees that minute complete or doesn't see it at all. There's no half a minute.
And the transaction has a name.
A label, and the label is the minute.
So if it tries the same minute twice?
The warehouse refuses it. It keeps the labels it's already committed, and it won't take a repeat.
That's the idempotency.
That's the whole idempotency. There's no locking, no checking whether the rows are already there, no dedupe. It just tries, and if it's already done, it gets told to get lost.
And being told to get lost is treated as success.
Only if that label actually finished. If it's committed or visible or done, yes, that counts as published. The job shrugs and moves the cursor on. If it's still in flight, it's a real failure, because that minute genuinely isn't there yet.
Right, that's the case you said was fine. Publish the minute, die before writing the cursor, come back, retry, get refused, cursor catches up.
Exactly that. Without it, the job would fail on that 1 minute every pass for good.
All right, that's neat. Anything else in the right?
One thing, and it's the kind of thing you only find by getting burned. The load will happily commit having passed none of your rows.
What?
You send it a block of rows, something's wrong with the format, it throws every row away and the commit succeeds. Reports fine.
And you've committed an empty minute.
And the cursor moves past it, forever. So the job compares the number of rows it was told were loaded against the number it sent, and if they don't match, it fails the minute.
That's a good catch.
It's a good catch. It also tells you somebody has been bitten by it before.
Okay, what about being down? Say the whole thing's off for an hour.
Comes back, reads the cursor, sees an hour of minutes it never did, works through them oldest first.
All in one go.
Bounded, there's a cap on how many minutes one pass will do, a couple of hours worth. Anything longer gets eaten over several passes.
Why bother capping it?
Because an unbounded pass can't be interrupted, and every minute's failure is queued up behind the first one. You want it chewing through in chunks where you can watch it and kill it.
But the prices for that hour, those are gone, surely. Nobody was there to catch them.
They're not gone, that's the bit the whole design leans on. The per-market table has no expiry on it at all. It keeps everything.
So an hour later, it reads exactly what it would have read at the time.
Same inputs, same arithmetic, same answer. It isn't estimating what happened, it's just doing the sum late.
Which is why downtime costs you lag, and not data.
Downtime of this job, yes.
That's a very specific qualification.
It is.
Go on.
What happens to a minute where nothing priced?
How would nothing price? There are hundreds of markets.
Say the exchange feeds were down. Not this job, the feeds. So for that stretch, there's no per market price to read at all.
Then the minute's empty. It writes nothing and moves on.
It errors.
It errors.
Empty batch is an error, refuses to write, which means the cursor doesn't move.
So next pass it tries the same minute again.
And that minute is still empty, because the reason it was empty was that nobody recorded anything, and that's not going to change an hour later.
So it just sits there.
Sits there, retries the same dead minute every minute forever, and the backlog behind it grows.
That's not a wobble, that's a wedge. Somebody's got to go in and hand move the cursor.
Somebody's got to go in and hand move the cursor, and there's nothing that would tell you that's what's needed, except reading the log.
Is there a test for it?
There's a test for catching up after an outage. There isn't one for a minute with nothing in it.
So the one place where the downtime costs lag, not data, line stops being true, is the one case nobody wrote down.
That's a fair way to put it, yes.
Fine, last thing. Could the WebSocket server use any of this? Push live prices at people?
Use what? There's no feed here to hang off.
The rows going into the warehouse.
You could tap that, but you'd be shipping people something deliberately a minute stale, in batches, shaped for a warehouse join. That's the opposite of what a live channel wants.
So if somebody wants live prices?
They want the per-market table, upstream of all this. That thing updates constantly. This job exists to make history joinable, not to be fast.
Different job.
Different job, same source, one hop earlier.
All right. Say it back to me in one breath.
A single process wakes every minute, reads a cursor, derives each minute it hasn't done oldest first, writes each one as a single labeled transaction of five columns, and only then moves the cursor. The label stops it doing a minute twice. The row count stops it counting an empty write as done. The cursor stops it skipping one. And a minute with genuinely nothing in it stops the whole thing until a human turns up.
I'd fix that last one before it ships.
So would I.